This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
There's a scene in the Blues Brothers movie where Elwood asks the waitress at Bob's Country Bunker, "What kind of music do you got here?" She answers, "Oh, we got both kinds, country and western." Professor Tim Grossclose says in his book Left Turn that if the waitress were to describe a newsroom, she might say, "Oh, we've got both kinds of political views, liberal and progressive." You may have noticed that the Washington Press Corps covers the Biden administration differently than they cover the Trump administration. Donald Trump may have made himself an easy target of the Press Corps because he constantly accused them of disseminating fake news. But this animosity to Republicans goes back decades. Consider that only 7% of all Washington correspondents voted for George H.W. Bush in 1992. Go back even further to 1972, when Richard Nixon won nearly every state in the Electoral College. A writer for The New Yorker proclaimed, "I can't believe it. I don't know a single person who voted for him." When he was at UCLA, Professor Grossclose documented in his research articles and book, The Liberal Bias of the Media. He constructed a measure of media bias known as a political quotient, often called PQ for short, that allowed him to measure the political perspectives of reporters. And in one of his papers in the Quarterly Journal of Economics, he comes to this surprising conclusion. He says, "Washington correspondents as a group are more liberal than any congressional district in the country. If you look at their vote for president, these reporters are more liberal than the citizens of the 9th California District, which includes Berkeley, and even more liberal than the citizens in the 8th Massachusetts District, which includes Cambridge." No wonder we see media bias in press coverage. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Loneliness, go to viewpoints.info/loneliness. That's viewpoints.info/loneliness.